Hi everyone, and welcome to this edition of Get Stuff Done, our podcast where we speak to people from various different sectors about great stuff they've done and great stuff they've planned and great things they've got coming down the road. This week we are going to Glasgow in Scotland to talk to Derek Bain, and Derek's director of the Box Consultancy. And they're a bid and proposal specialist. And Derek has operated across the British and Irish markets, and I first encountered him in the British-Irish Chamber of Commerce and very impressed with the work he does, and he's a leader in what he does. So, Derek, you're very welcome.
Hi, how are you doing, Fintan?
I'm doing well. How are you over in Glasgow? All going well?
Yeah, surviving the lockdown.
Good, good. Look, thanks for taking the time to talk to me over Zoom today. This is not about me talking, this is about you talking. So I'll give the mic to you. Give me a quick couple of minutes about you yourself, your background, and what it is you guys do.
We are a bid and proposal tender specialists. We specialize in helping companies approach certain tenders, you know, cut out the fog sort of thing. We do the planning and writing for bid submission for a lot of kind of blue chip companies across, as you say, Ireland and the UK. And through the past 10 years of experience, we've worked in many different sectors, and we've got a good group of clients behind us now. We also, through lockdown, found it difficult keeping in touch with our clients because we would normally travel and have meetings, etc. So we also started a kind of mini network to bring people together and keep in touch with our client base over the past 12 months, which have been quite challenging, to say the least.
So Derek, the bid world, a necessary evil for a lot of us. I've been on the other side of the laptop trying to piece it together, thinking, am I saying the right thing? Am I doing the right thing here? Can you let us in on a trade secret? What's the main thing in the bid world, I suppose, for people should consider when they're entering into pulling one together?
Well, the biggest thing we always tell clients or anyone who asks for advice, Fintan, is, you know, answer the question that's being asked, not what you want the client to hear. So it's important to answer the question that they're asking all the time and not weigh too much on what you want to tell the client. And that's probably the biggest tip we can give anyone who's entering a bid.
And over the last number of years, is there any things you've done, any work you've done that you're really, really proud of?
Yeah, well, the first one that drops into our head is we work with a client in Scotland called Business Stream. They're a commercial water billing company. And last year, we managed to win them back the Scottish public sector contract for all the commercial buildings in Scotland, which was valued at £200 million. So, you know, we're really, really proud of that one.
Is there anything that you have got planned, anything in the pipeline, anything new coming down the line that you'd, you're looking forward to, anything that's really kind of making you think this is going to be good, any good stuff you're going to do?
We've been very lucky. Uncertainty in the marketplace just now, you know, business could go either way, but we're actually working on three pretty large projects just now across rail, infrastructure and construction, which are going to take us through to early June, late July. So the pipeline's pretty good just now. A lot of the clients we deal with, it's confidential. So it's hard to shout from the rooftops, but we're looking positive for the year ahead.
And it's a lot of great things you've done and achieved over the years. What do you think is your secret? What's the one thing you tell somebody to do to be successful at doing things and how to get stuff done?
I think, you know, we're very committed The team behind us are very committed. I think it's the old saying of don't leave any stone unturned. We've had experiences with clients when we were doing a final review of the document, and one of the teams picked up a billing, a percentage query in billing, and you refer that back to the client. It's not what we were brought in to do, but it's something that we queried, and it was going to be a mistake in the whole kind of project. So things like that, I find that we are all pretty thorough when it comes to what we do. So
tell me more about this box network. I've been lucky enough to sit in on a few of the calls, the virtual calls. I've been lucky enough to be invited. Tell me about it. What's the mixture of people? What's the idea of what you're trying to get out of it? Just talk to me a bit about it.
Well, the box network, it was at the start of the pandemic, it was one of these things where WhatsApps and messages are coming through from people who have met at various events and different, parts of the country over the past 2 years or 3 years. And, like yourself, I met you in Ireland a couple of times and different things. I met you in Manchester as well. So, I mean, we've got lawyers, wine merchants, marketing, finance guys. Basically, I've been to events and, people I've met at events who you keep in touch with, nice people. It's not particular to a specific area of business, but it's good people who you want to keep in touch with. So we decided just to start doing a Zoom call. And it kind of grew arms and legs, and it ranges from 8 to 20 people on each week. And people have found that a real kind of a social and business kind of platform. They've got to know people who they've never actually met in the flesh. And now there's some business moving about. And I think it's good for sanity and a bit of light humour as well. It's not too serious. So it's been pretty successful, I would say.
And do you find it's made relationships deeper or allowed greater depth in relationships with people you would have dealt with? Do you know more about people since this, but from spending more time, I suppose, speaking to them or interacting with them?
Definitely. I mean, people's moods and, some people live alone and the lockdown's affected them differently, So some people have had COVID who come on the call and came on the call, obviously, when they were self-isolating. So you get to see people at the kind of lowest and at the highest when there's some humour comes in.
So when it all opens up again, where's the first place you're going to go?
Good question. I don't know. My wife would say on holiday, I think it's going to be London, I think. I'll be in London when it's lifted just to touch base and face-to-face with some people who I've not seen in a while.
Derek, thanks for the time. Great to catch up. And hopefully we'll see each other face-to-face soon.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.